You're listening to the Open Doors Canada podcast. At Open Doors, we work to strengthen Christians where faith costs the most so that they can continue to be the church in some of the most dangerous places on earth. In this podcast, we analyze current persecution trends, share stories from Christians that face high levels of persecution for their faith, and always stand with them in prayer. Thanks for joining us. Here's today's episode.
Hi, welcome back to the Open Doors Canada podcast. It's Jared here with Nicolette. This is the podcast where we tell you about your persecuted family around the world, giving you updates and ways that you can be praying. Today's going to be slightly different, though. We're actually not focused on stories around the world. We're going to bring you back into Canada for just a minute because we want to tell you about some exciting things that Open Doors Canada has coming up, as well as update you on some things that we just had going on recently. A lot of you are supporters of Open Doors Canada who are really invested in the work that we do, and we want to keep you updated on how things are going. One of the things that we were promoting a lot in the last few months, including on the podcast, is our annual parliamentary release.
Yes.
So what that is it's our annual opportunity to present the research behind the World Watch List, the latest research on persecution, to members of the Canadian Parliament.
Yeah.
We were able to do that on April 30th of this year. Nicolette was present. I was not. I'd love to hear how it went. Can you tell us, myself, as well as, you know, our listeners, how'd
sure.
it go?
Yeah. And like, thank you everybody for inviting your MP, not just once, but twice.
Yeah.
And as you might have noticed on our social media, the event did get delayed.
We had some postponements.
Yeah. So thank you so much for doing that. We had around 20 people at this event, which
is
amazing.
Yeah.
About a dozen members of parliament were represented at our event. So that is just super encouraging.
Yeah, that's great.
It's always really special to get to connect with our policymakers. And it's also special because we're starting to notice like which members of parliament have been there again and again.
Right.
So at this event, there were some people that we had seen before. They were familiar with it. They were familiar with Open Doors. And we also have our two MPs that sponsored our event, which are Kelly Block and John McKay. Yep. And it's just wonderful to see the relationship with those two MPs develop and grow, and they are becoming more comfortable and they recognize us more.
Yeah.
You know, so that is very special.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to build relationships year over year, and it's a great opportunity that we don't want to take for granted to be able to talk to our policymakers about the realities of Christian persecution.
Yes.
Obviously, a lot of countries that we work in can't do that. So we are grateful for that opportunity.
It's really special. And so MPs are so busy. A lot of them come to our event and they would have just left a meeting. And after our event, they're heading to more meetings. Yeah. Some people can only come a little late and some people have to leave a little early. But it's just is truly special that they take the time to show up. And in fact, there was one MP that actually showed up after the event was already over. He knew he was going to miss it, but he came because he wanted to get the handouts from us and he didn't want to miss out on those.
So important.
So he even took the time to show up just to get those. So it's just very special that to see how people prioritize it. We also got the chance to go to John McKay's office after the event, which is really crazy cool. And in his office, I noticed that John McKay had the frame of our Nigerian captive petition from a few years ago. He has it in his office.
That's
and
so cool.
So it was just special. These types of relationships, it takes time to build trust in these circles, of course. So it's really an honor that Open Doors gets to do that.
Yeah. That's great. And once again, thank you to everyone who supported us by taking a few seconds to invite your MP to the event. There is a little more information that you can find on our website, on our blog, an update about the event. So if you're interested in a little more detail, by all means, you can go and read that. You also did some other events recently, Nicolette, in Ontario and Saskatchewan.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
It's a whirlwind here at Open Doors.
There's a lot going on.
We're always busy. So we did, at that same Ottawa trip, we did an event in Kempville, our North Korea Never Abandon event. And then we also did a tour of Saskatchewan where we did North Korea Never Abandon at a few different churches across Saskatchewan recently.
So tell me, what is North Korea Never Abandoned?
Yeah, that is our event that we put on that gives like a summary of what global persecution is, what it looks like for Christians. And it's called North Korea Never Abandoned because we put a special focus in our event on what Christians from North Korea face. Because as you probably know, North Korea is the number one country on the world watch list. It is the most dangerous country in the world to be a Christian. And so it's just so important that we in Canada know what our brothers and sisters are facing. So we put on this tour with that focus because we want to share what's going on. And so during our event, we share stats and information. We share our research from the World Watch List, which of course is updated every year. But we also share stories of people. We share the story of Ayuba, a young man from Nigeria. I don't know, Nigeria is not North Korea, but we do focus on other countries. And we always make sure to mention what's going on in sub-Saharan Africa because it's so severe. Mm-hmm. And in fact, one of the things that we share in our event is that recently there was a meeting with church leaders and pastors from sub-Saharan Africa. They came up with something called the Lomé Declaration. And in that, they stated that they feel concerned that the global church doesn't know what's going on in sub-Saharan Africa. So when we heard that, we knew that we had to share that during our event. Despite our focus on North Korea, we want all persecuted Christians to know that they're never abandoned.
Yeah, of course.
So we share stories like Ayuba's. We share the story of Bae from North Korea. We have an interview with a believer that escaped from North Korea that we call Young Woo. So it's a really special time of just learning what Christian persecution is like, but in a more personal way because of those stories.
Yeah, and each of these events is held at a church. A church mm-hmm. hosts us, and so we're really thankful for every church that has a desire to be involved with their persecuted family and actually stay informed. Mm-hmm. We also have some other tour dates coming up. Nicolette was part of the team that went to Saskatchewan for that leg of the North Korea Never Abandoned tour. At the end of this month, in May, we're going to Manitoba. Mm-hmm. We're going to be in a few cities, so if you're listening and you're from Manitoba, we hope we'll be able to see you in maybe one of these places close to you. I'll list off the places that we'll be, actually. So May 25th, we're hosting a youth and young adult specific event, and that's in Steinbeck, Manitoba. May 26th, it's actually in Kenora, Ontario, but right on the border. And May 26th as well, Portage La Prairie in Manitoba, and May 27th in Winnipeg. So if you're close to any one of those cities and you want to find out more about an Open Doors event, you can visit opendoorscanada.org/getinvolved/events. Simply visit our website and you can find out how to register for any one of these events. We really love having the opportunity to connect with churches mm-hmm. and share more about Christian persecution with an emphasis on North Korea, but all over the world. And also, if you're listening and you think, I would love to have something like that at my church, by all means, get in touch. We can make something happen or we'll do our best to make something work. But if you're interested in having Open Doors at your church, contact us.
Yeah.
We'd love to work with you. Mm-hmm. Those are just a couple of the events we have coming up. Another big thing on the horizon for Open Doors is called One With Them. Now, if you've been following along with Open Doors for any number of years, you'll know that One With Them is our annual June mm-hmm. focus. And what it is it's a week where we really zero in on Christian captives. Mm-hmm. One With Them, a day for Christian captives.
Exactly.
So it's sort of a theme for the month of June, but specifically it'll be on June 23rd, 2024. And that is a Sunday where we are encouraging Christians and churches all across Canada to devote part or an entire Sunday service to remembering and praying for our brothers and sisters who are in prison or in captivity because of their faith. Mm-hmm. Our theme verse for One With Them is Hebrews 13:3, which says, "Continue to remember those who are in prison as if you were in prison with them, and those who are mistreated as if you were yourselves were suffering." So our vision is to see Canadian Christians come together and remember and pray for Christian captives.
Yeah.
We're going to have a whole podcast kind of on more details,
exactly.
more stories, things about that.
But maybe we can give a little teaser for what we're going to talk about in that podcast. So Jared and I, for those of you listening to the podcast, are sitting in our studio where we film all of our videos and content. And we have something weird kind of beside us in the studio. It's a little strange. Jared, what's beside us?
A jail cell. So
we have a jail cell in our studio.
Yeah, we have this cell set up. So what we have done is Open Doors Canada has set up this jail cell in our studio. Our vision is to have Canadian Christians quite literally cover it in prayer.
Exactly.
So this is sort of a tangible metaphor of praying for Christian captives in the month of June.
Yeah.
The idea being, you send us your prayer, whether written and physically mailed to our office or emailed to us, podcast@odcan.org, social media, no matter what, get a prayer to us. We will write it down and we will hang it on this stainless steel
jail cell. And the idea behind it is that as we are physically covering this jail cell in our studio with written down prayers, the idea is that we are doing that spiritually for our brothers and sisters around the world. We're covering them in prayer and standing with them. And so it's just an image to help us remember that our prayers are really going to real people and going where we can't go. So that is a little sneak peek of what
Right. And again, we'll have more details on that in our next podcast.
For sure.
So stay tuned. We also want to highlight, because it's never too early to be highlighting the International Day of Prayer for the persecuted church.
It does feel early, but you're right. It is never too early.
Here's the thing.
To start talking about it.
If you're a part of a church, you are probably thinking ahead months in advance
exactly.
about sermon series, what the rest of the year looks like. So the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is the first Sunday of November every year. And it's a day for churches all across Canada to focus on prayer for their persecuted family. So this year, that's November 3rd. November 3rd, 2024 is IDOP, International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. And we really want to encourage you to already be thinking about how your church can participate. You know, closer to the day, Open Doors Canada will be sending out toolkits, and it'll include everything that you need for your church to participate. And I'm talking PowerPoint graphics, I'm talking sermon outline possibilities, suggested songs, videos that you can show in the service, everything that you need to create an IDOP service. So that's November 3rd. Highly encourage you to already be marking your calendar for that because we know calendars get filled up quick. Churches are planning far in advance.
Our calendar gets filled up quick. IDOP is a very busy time for the speakers at our office. So
it's a busy time.
If you would like to have Open Doors as a speaker at your church for IDOP, it's a great time to start those conversations, get booked in early.
It's true. We will be likely have a busy month in November.
Yes, but, exactly.
That's okay.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, IDOP is probably the biggest Sunday of the year at Open Doors.
And for sure.
Seeing churches across Canada connect in a desire to pray for their persecuted family is really special. Can't be overstated how important that is. So I hope you and your church will join this united movement of praying for persecuted Christians.
Yeah.
So those are a lot of things that we have going on. There's, you know, there's any number of things on a week-to-week and month-to-month basis that your church can get involved in at Open Doors. And I'm talking things like the prayer calendar, which we reference on the podcast from time to time. And that's every month we can send you a prayer calendar with new prayer points every single day for a situation, person, country from the persecuted church. That's you can print out, stick it on your fridge, or send digital copies to everyone in your church if you're a church leader. Whatever that looks like, that's a resource we highly encourage. There's the PAWS program. Do you want to talk a bit about PAWS?
Yeah, for sure. PAWS is our monthly toolkit for churches or small groups, for any group that's part of a church. And the idea behind PAWS is that you take 5 minutes in your service or in your small group time, and just that 5 minute pause can have an eternal impact. So that we create a digital resource kit, which will have videos, it'll have a story of a recent prayer request from the persecuted church that we're sharing with you, that we're asking, would you just pause for a moment and pray for this individual or this group that's facing persecution right now? And so we just wanted to make it easy for churches and small groups to include praying for the persecuted church in their regular service or gathering time. So PAWS, we've got some really good feedback from PAWS. And so if that's something that you're interested in, you can check that out on our website. Our toolkit is available in both English and French. So please make use of that.
Yeah, yeah, we love seeing churches use PAWS as well as our other resources and get your church just involved in and remembering your persecuted family. You know, people say, how can we volunteer with Open Doors? We get people asking us that, or how can our church get involved? Really, the number one thing is just being aware and being informed about the realities of persecution.
Exactly.
We've just talked about church leaders in sub-Saharan Africa who are legitimately concerned that the global church is unaware of what's going on. So keeping your church informed is such an important first step, and things like PAWS are a way to just reorient yourselves on a global scale, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah,
you know,
for sure.
I really believe it's easy in Canada to get into a bubble of just
absolutely.
Safe church life and forget about what it's like for so many people around the world. So it's, you know, once a month, just, hey, let's remember our brothers and sisters who don't have the freedom that we do. And let's pause and pray for them.
And that's something that we talked about at our event, the North Korea Never Abandoned, as well. We mentioned, like, hey, this is heavy stuff.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable to hear about how people are suffering around the world. And that is heavy. But at the same time, it's important to have that big picture perspective because it helps us to know where we fit into the big picture too. We play a very important role as standing with the church that is suffering persecution. So even though it's heavy, it's also encouraging because it's like empowering us to do something about the need that we see.
Yep.
So I hope you feel that as you hear about the resources, hear the stories, that you're not powerless. We have prayers that can literally move mountains around the world.
So, you know, this podcast is a little bit different today, but I mean, Open Doors works all around the world to strengthen and support persecuted churches. But at Open Doors Canada, you know, our specific role is to mobilize the Canadian church to be a part of that.
Exactly.
So usually on the podcast, we talk about how you can be praying. These are just more general ways that you can legitimately get actively involved as a church. And, you know, I'm talking primarily to churches because they're, you know, the body of Christ, but individuals too, bring it up if possible as opportunities at your church or in Bible studies or obviously in your individual prayer life, praying for the persecuted church.
Use the influence you have. You
exactly. Know? It's so, so, so important. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to close this podcast and just say a prayer for all of our supporters and partners across Canada who are committed to praying for their brothers and sisters. So let's pray. God, I am so thankful to know how many people in Canada are devoted to praying for their brothers and sisters who share our faith, but not our freedom. I pray today for everybody who's listening to this podcast, for every family that's represented, every church that's represented through our listeners right now. I pray that you would bless each and every one of them in whatever specific way they need today. I pray for churches who have a desire to be a part of what you are doing in the world. God, may our resources that Open Doors Canada provides be useful. I pray that people would find opportunities to utilize them and that that would just bear fruit as more and more Christians in Canada would learn about the importance of standing with their persecuted family. I pray for these events upcoming in Manitoba, that they would be well attended, that they would be interesting and informative in, for the people who are there. Lord, that people might have a new desire stirring in their hearts to pray for their persecuted brothers and sisters. For things like One With Them and the IDOP coming up in the next few months, I pray for record numbers of churches who are using these toolkits and these resources provided in order to pray for their brothers and sisters. And, you know, even if it's not using every Open Doors resource, just that there would be a general sense of passion driving prayer for the persecuted church across Canada. So, Lord, we pray for everyone who's listening that they would find opportunities to use their influence and be part of what you are doing, be part of how the church is growing around the world. So I thank you for all of our supporters and partners across Canada, for everyone listening to this podcast, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate it. I hope something we've said today will be of use or help to you. As always, you can get in touch with us if needed in our email at podcast@odcan.org or follow us on any social media platform at Open Doors Canada. So until next time, I'm Jared. This is Nicolette. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Open Doors Canada podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so that you know when our next episode is out. You can learn more about what persecuted Christians face and how you can help to strengthen them on our social media at Open Doors Canada or at our website, opendoorscanada.org.